Hello, I'm Jason Kay with the BBC News. President Trump has announced that Israel and Hamas have signed off on the first phase of a Gaza peace plan. In a social media post, he said this meant all of the living hostages would be released soon. With more, here's Tom Bateman.
We'll have all of the living hostages in a very short period of time. President Trump had been talking about 72 hours in return to an agreed-upon number of Palestinian prisoners and the Israelis to withdraw to an agreed-upon line. The map that the White House had put out days ago had the Israelis keeping about 55% of the Gaza Strip under occupation. Hamas had wanted them to retreat further. Now, it's interesting that in the wording, he doesn't use the phrase end of war. He talks about, you know, blessed are the peacemakers, a great day for the Muslim and Arab world and for Israel and so on. But he describes this as a first phase of the plan.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he'll convene his cabinet on Thursday to approve the agreement. In a statement, Hamas also welcomed the deal. Here's Rushdie Abu Alouf.
They said after a very long negotiation and hard negotiation, we signed the deal with Israel, and they thank the American president and all of the mediators, the Turkish, the Qatari and the Egyptian. No details almost about anything in the Hamas statement, but we are expecting that more details to emerge as soon as their meetings are finished.
Colombia's president says there's evidence that a boat bombed by the United States in the Caribbean Sea was Colombian and had Colombian citizens on board. Gustavo Petro condemned what he called aggression against all Latin America, saying a new war zone had opened up. The White House called his statement baseless and reprehensible and said it wanted a public retraction. The US has struck at least four alleged drug trafficking vessels off the coast of Venezuela in recent weeks, killing more than 20 people. The French President Emmanuel Macron has thanked his caretaker Prime Minister Sébastien Lecornu for his efforts over recent days to broker a potential government and says he'll name a new premier in the next 48 hours. Mr. Lecornu said the president's controversial pension reform remained one of the biggest obstacles to forming a new government. But he said that after talks with centrist parties, he believed the prospect of snap parliamentary elections was receding.
We have a small majority, some political groupings who are basically ready to agree to a common budget. Political groupings from the opposition, particularly from the left, who also want the stability and want a budget for France.
Mr. Lecornu resigned on Monday after broad criticism of the cabinet announced just hours earlier. World News from the BBC. The United Nations is said to be intending to cut a quarter of its peacekeepers globally because of budget shortfalls, largely due to reduced US funding. The claim was made to media by an unnamed senior UN source who said 11 peacekeeping operations would be affected, with about 13,000 UN troops and police being repatriated. Washington normally funds just over a quarter of the UN peacekeeping budget, but it's more than $2 billion in arrears. A report by the UN's children's aid agency, UNICEF, has warned that the number of children displaced by armed gang violence in Haiti has almost doubled in the last year to 680,000. It warns of an unprecedented displacement crisis that's pushing the Caribbean nation to the brink. It's long struggled with political instability, poverty and natural disasters. But spiralling gang violence has pushed Haiti deeper into crisis. Armed gangs now control the majority of the capital, Port-au-Prince. The US State Department has sacked a Foreign Service officer who admitted concealing a romantic relationship with a Chinese national linked to the Chinese Communist Party. It's thought this is the first time the State Department's invoked a presidential directive issued by Donald Trump to strengthen security in the Foreign Service. The country music star Dolly Parton has responded to public concerns about her health with a social media video. Fans became worried for the 79-year-old singer after her sister on Wednesday had asked people to pray for her. Dolly Parton said she wanted people to know she was okay.
Do I look sick to you? I'm working hard here. Anyway, I wanted to put everybody's mind at ease. There's just a lot of rumors flying around, but I figured if you heard it from me, you'd know that I was okay. And I'm not ready to die yet. I don't think God is through with me, and I ain't done working.
Dolly Parton herself, ending the world news from the BBC.